With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. There was some good news at the Tuesday night meeting of the Cortez District RA1 School Board. Superintendent Alex Carter says the district will be rolling back as much as $500,000 into the general fund this year. The savings are the result of low health care costs, revenues above those expected, and a frugal budget. But he warns not to expect the welcome windfall next year, as the state is set to cut funding to schools because of Tabor limits. And the new Montezuma Cortez High School is getting glowing reviews from teachers and students. The building is being praised for its windows, air conditioning, spaciousness, and quiet. Officials with District RE1 said the transition has been smooth and there is a general feeling of excitement about the start of the new year. And in other good news, a Montezuma County Sheriff's Office DUI checkpoint set up in McElmo Canyon for 2 hours on Saturday night found no drunk drivers among the 17 vehicles that were randomly contacted. However, there were 5 vehicles that made U-turns before the checkpoint. The sheriff's office says activity over Labor Day weekend was relatively steady with various calls for service, which included a physical assault, warrant arrests, noise complaints and disturbances, 2 hit-and-run crashes, and miscellaneous traffic contacts. And expect to see a little smoke in the skies of Dolores County in coming days. The BLM's Trace Rios Field office plans to begin several prescribed burns about 7 miles east of Dove Creek as early as Thursday. Recent rains, cooler temperatures, and below-average fire danger have prompted the agency to start the prescribed burns, which will treat 509 acres of ponderosa pine and gamble oak. The burns are part of a larger project to reduce hazardous fuels and improve wildlife habitat and range conditions. For KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.